Yeah, I would just say every year is a learning experience for us if we make it that. And so Southern Rust traditionally is not a disease that we deal with a whole lot in the central Corn Belt here. Knock on wood, hopefully we won't deal with it again for a while. But if we do, it's definitely something that's going to be in the back of everyone's mind as we move forward. I still do think, you know, tar spot, especially as I look at Eastern Iowa, is probably the disease that we need to prioritize when we're making seed decisions going into 2026 and beyond. But Southern Rust is going to be something that's going to creep into everyone's mind. You know, as we look at launching a new class of products here for 2026 at LG Seeds, where they're going to be pretty heavily screened for Southern Rust because we had a lot of opportunities to see that this year. So a lot of factors go into that. You know, I would just say, look at what's affected your yields over the past 5 years on your farm. And that's probably what needs to be the heavy topics of conversation when you're picking products for 2026.